everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Pelvic Floor Guided Meditation. My name is Leah Demana. I am your host, and I am a pelvic floor physiotherapist who specializes in the pelvic floor and all the things in relation to that, from the bladder, bowel, sexual health, and more. On today's podcast, we're going to be talking about how to utilize a breath called your core breath. Now, this is the breath that kind of is almost like a progression as to some of the other clips and podcasts that I've posted already. And the reason why this is more so of a progression is initially a lot of the guided meditations that are on there are focused on relaxation and releasing tension of the pelvic floor, which is extremely important, but isn't the only thing to work on. Once someone has gained, you know, their full range of motion, and when I say range of motion, it's the ability to lengthen completely, so to stretch out and to flex all the way. So for example, if we looked at, let's say, a bicep, which is that the arm muscle, your elbow should be able to stretch all the way out and also bend all the way as if your hand was to touch your shoulder. And so the same thing works when it comes to the pelvic floor. Once you've released the tension of your pelvic floor and you now have the ability to lengthen and stretch it out, we need to work on getting it contracted and learning how to strengthen those muscles. And so to start by using a gentle core breath, it's a great way to start to activate those muscles and learn how to use them in a different way in getting them in more of the contraction side of things. So, when we think about the patterning, as we know, that's such an important piece when it comes to visualizing it, and we are going to go into a practice in a few minutes. You want to think about that inhalation when you do that flower blossom, jellyfish, sit bone spreading, whatever visual cue works well for you, to inhale and release. And then as you exhale, you're going to think about the pelvic floor muscles squeezing and lifting. So it's both a squeeze and lift up towards the top of your head. And there are a lot of different cues that you can use here that we're going to work through practice. So whether you're thinking of a blueberry in your vagina picking up a blueberry, whether it's that jellyfish that is now going up to the top of the surface of the ocean, whether you're thinking that there's a straw of a milkshake and you're slipping on that milkshake, and there's so many more. And so I invite you this time to, if you feel that your body is ready, and if you're not sure, maybe that's something to discuss with your pelvic physiotherapist, is how to now connect with your pelvic floor and your breath and learn how to take it through its full range of motion in both the inhale release and the exhale contract and engage. So at this time, I'll get everyone who's listening to start by finding themselves in a comfortable seated position with your feet resting planted on the floor and your body lying down with your knees bent. I'll invite you at this point to close your eyes and to take a deep breath in through your nose, letting it fill your lungs completely, and slowly exhale through your mouth, releasing any tension you may notice in your body. Let's take one more nice breath here in through that nose. Warmth air completely filling those lungs, bringing it down as your belly rises. And exhale, release the jaw, let all the air escape out through the mouth. Now let's bring your awareness to your pelvic floor. And to remind everyone, this is the area between your pubic bone and your tailbone. And it has a variety of different roles. It supports your internal organs, controls your bladder and bowel movements, in charge of sexual function, and more. So at this time, I'll get you to take a moment to tune into this body and notice any sensations or feelings that may arise. As you continue to breathe deeply, imagine that you're drawing your breath all the way down to your pelvic floor. Visualize that breath moving through your nose, down through your throat, into your lungs, and all the way down to your pelvic floor. We're going to start with a few of those flower blossom breaths, just to bring more of that specific awareness into the pelvic floor and make sure we have no tension before we progress to that gentle core breath. So at this point, I'll get you to take a nice inhalation. And as you inhale, imagine your pelvic floor expanding, your flower blossoming to receive the breath and letting that tension go. And exhale and everything recoils back to center. Let's do that again. Nice inhale, jellyfish lowers towards the bottom of the ocean. And exhale, naturally recoils back to the top. One more breath here. Inhale, flower blossoms, pelvic floor lengthens and releases. Exhale, air back to out the mouth. Now this time we're going to incorporate the exhale when we engage the pelvic floor. So we're going to start with the first half, which is just the flower blossom breath. Again, so that's the inhale through the nose, belly breath, big breath in, bringing it down into the pelvic floor, flower blossoms. Exhale, think of squeezing and lifting that pelvic floor, so picking up that blueberry with your pelvic floor and lifting it up to the crown of the head. Inhale, release that blueberry, let it drop, let the flower blossom and open. Exhale, pick up that blueberry, don't squish it too hard, and bring it up to the top of the head. Let's do a few more here. Inhale, flower blossoms, pelvic floor lengthens. Exhale, sip on that straw of the milkshake, bringing it up right to the top, and then inhale, letting it all go back up. Let's take a pause here. Sometimes I find, as I have clients going through this, they can get caught up and get confused, as it can feel very counterintuitive. And that's okay, and give yourself kindness and grace when you feel that happening. It's a practice. And so I don't anticipate today you're going to get it on your first try, and you may be listening to this your third, fourth, fifth time. And I encourage you to keep coming back to this to help really build that connection and awareness. So we're going to do a few more here. So it's that nice breath in through the nose, chest expands, belly rises, pelvic floor opens and releases. Exhale, pick up the blueberry, squeeze your pelvic floor, lift it gently up to the top of the head. And then when you run out of your exhale, bringing it back into your inhalation. So again, nice breath in, pelvic floor releases, let that tension go. Exhale, squeeze and lift all the way up to the top. Let's try with a jellyfish cue. Inhale, jellyfish lowers to the bottom of the ocean, expands out to the sides. Exhale, jellyfish bobs back up to the top of the ocean, to the very top. I'm going to give you one more cue to try out, and everyone's different with the cues. One seems to resonate better with one person versus another, and so I encourage you to explore these different pieces and try to practice them with a different view and perspective that I've given you, and see which one you find works well. And if you're unsure if you're doing it correctly, you can always put your finger just at the entrance to see if you can feel those muscles squeezing. So we'll try the elevator one this time. So that's the inhale, pelvic floor relaxes, your pelvic floor is at ground zero. Exhale, your elevator front door, back door, which is vaginal and rectal walls, close those doors, lift it up to the second or the first level. Inhale, elevator goes back down to the first floor. So I should have mentioned that when we're doing the elevator, you're going to think of the vaginal opening as your front door of the elevator, and the anus is, or rectal area, is the back wall of the elevator door. So let's try that again. We'll do a few back to back. Inhale, pelvic floor lengthens, elevator doors open. Exhale, close both of those elevator doors, bring them up to level one, hold there. Inhale, elevator goes back down to ground zero, elevator doors open and release. Exhale, close those elevator doors and bring it up to level one, or if you can, level two. And inhale back to center. So you have the elevator cue, you have your jellyfish, you have your blueberry cue, you have the milkshake straw. There's a variety of them, and everyone is different, so please do explore and try. One thing I should mention that's also important is these muscles are muscles you don't see, and it's hard to feel, and so often we tend to over-recruit, and meaning overuse, other bigger, larger muscle groups. And so often we see compensations by squeezing your bum cheeks, using those inner thigh muscles more, bracing through your tummy, and some others. But those are the big ones. So as you do this, just acknowledge if you notice that there's other muscles maybe taking over. And if they are, try to take it down 10, 20, 30% to really just try to bring that awareness into the pelvic floor region. So that's the inhale, lengthen, let go. Exhale, squeeze and lift, bringing it up to the top of the head. And if you feel like you get confused, just stop at any point, press reset, and try again. I hope you enjoyed today's session. It was a bit of a different one, which involved a lot more mental work. And so be kind to yourself, as I said, if you feel like you didn't get it. And if you did, give yourself a hug. That's great. That is a huge first step in learning how to progress in towards a strengthening pelvic floor muscle training program. So together, I'll get everyone to take one nice final deep breath in through the nose. Nice slow exhale through your mouth. I'll invite you to open your eyes, take a moment to stretch, and move your body gently as you return to your day. Thank you all for those tuning in on today's session of the Pelvic Floor Guided Meditation, and I look forward to progressing this piece and continuing to explore your pelvic floor.